great big old hand clap this morning. Hallelujah. Everything that Brother Pugh said is absolutely, unequivocally true. And we want to thank you this morning for allowing us to be here. It's always, we had a great time last time. We've been anxiously looking forward to and waiting for the time to come back to be with you all this morning. How many's having a great Sunday morning? I only heard about a quarter of the people say they're having a great Sunday morning. If you're having a great Sunday morning this morning, or if you want to start having a good Sunday morning, why don't you just raise your hands up and just give the Lord a shout of praise right now. Just give Him a shout of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we glorify you. We glorify you. We exalt you. And we extol you. We extol you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, I'm going to jump right into this, if that's all right. And we want to, in case I forget, at the 11 o'clock service, to thank you guys for allowing us to be here. I want to thank you for allowing us to be here. Many times I get into a different mindset and I forget to thank and to appreciate the wonderful saints of God and the church for allowing us to be here. But we very much appreciate that and thank you for having us. Brother and Sister Pugh, it's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. And one of the things that I started off with that, and you're having a good Sunday or a bad Sunday, praying somebody through to the Holy Ghost can be determined on what your outlook is upon it before you ever start praying for them. How many has ever prayed for somebody and felt like it wasn't going to happen? Were you surprised when it didn't happen? It's not rocket science. If you think in your mind that somebody is going to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, then there is a great likeliness that they're going to receive it. However, if you do not feel, or if you are unconfident, if that's a word, my wife will get me if I make up any words this morning, but if you are unconfident in your approach to it, then them getting the Holy Ghost might be a little less likely. Am I right? We understand that God does not work through our doubt or unbelief. And so right off the bat, if I were to say anything, the number one thing to have within us when praying for somebody to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost is faith, is belief. Amen? If I don't believe that they're going to receive the Holy Ghost, then when I'm praying for them, I'm not praying for them with faith. I'm praying for them with doubt. Now, right off the bat, how many of us, and is this all right if I do this? He told me to teach this morning. But right off the bat this morning, if you have ever prayed for somebody to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, but they have not received the gift of the Holy Ghost when you prayed for them, I want you to raise your hand this morning. I was waiting for everybody else before I put mine up. I've prayed for a lot of them that didn't receive it, Brother Pugh. I'm sure you have too. That doesn't mean that God does not want to give them the Holy Ghost. Plain and simple, we have all prayed for somebody before and they have not received the Holy Ghost, or something has not happened. Well, what happens whenever that takes place? Many times we allow doubt to fill our minds that, well, obviously God doesn't want to use me in this way, or I'm missing something for this type of ministry. Absolutely not. Everything that you do is like a muscle that has to be exercised. The first time that you pick up a weight, it might be a little bit more heavy, right? The second time is still probably going to be just as heavy as the first time. And the third time and the fourth time, I'd still be struggling with it. But when you get around that sixth, seventh, eighth time, or many times when I go back and I start working, helping some guys out or something of that nature, that first day really puts me down. Because I'm not used to the physical labor all the time. So we're working from sun up to sundown and everything's going, you know, I'm wore slap out by the end of the day. And the second day, I feel worse than the first day. Can somebody give me an amen right there? And the third day, I'm feeling just as bad as the first day. But after you get through about a week of working like that, it's not so bad, is it? Your body adjusts. You start acclimating to what you're beginning to do. The same thing with the Holy Ghost. You might have prayed for somebody to receive the Holy Ghost before. They didn't receive it and you wrote it off. That's not me. I can't do that. No. You just got to keep picking that thing up. You just got to keep exercising that thing. And the more that you exercise it, the better that you will become at it. I'm going to tell on myself this morning, if that's all right. For the first 2.5 years on the evangelistic field, Brother Pugh, I prayed for people to receive the Holy Ghost. We might have had 5. Now, that's not real good for an evangelist, is it? 5 people receiving the Holy Ghost in 2.5 years. I prayed. I said, if you come up here, you lift up your hands, you're going to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And they'd come up, lift up their hands, and they wouldn't receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That really messes with you, doesn't it? But I kept pursuing that. And then one day, something clicked in my mind, and that's what I'm going to go over with you for a few minutes here this morning. Something clicked, and I think I stopped caring, not in a spiritual sense, but I stopped claiming the responsibility on whether they received it or if they didn't. I did not carry it upon myself if they didn't. And finally, one point, I just stepped out. I was at a Hispanic youth rally in San Antonio, Texas, and I didn't care. I was a little mad. I was a little upset, and I'll go into that a little bit later. But the man had said that he had scheduled me, and he hadn't scheduled me, and so I had to really move everything around, and I was under pressure, and I was really upset. And so I just said, you know what? If you want the Holy Ghost, I didn't care what he thought about me at that point. I said, if you want the Holy Ghost, come up here. Well, to my dismay, about 9 kids came up, and I said, well, we're into this now. We're already deep in it at this point, you know. 9 kids came up. I said, this is what's going to happen. The same thing that I'm going to tell you, it is very simple. Most people receive the Holy Ghost one of 2 ways. I begin to pray for them in that manner. I told them, this is what you're getting ready to do. This is what you're getting ready to experience. Once you experience that, I want you to lift up your voice. You're going to shout aloud. You're going to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. All 9 of them, within about 5 seconds, received the gift of the Holy Ghost. And all of a sudden, I said, whoa, what's going on here? And I begin to dissect it. 9 kids simultaneously getting the Holy Ghost within about 5 seconds of each other. Now, what happened for that to take place? Number one, they wanted the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to go through 5 simple steps here that when you are approaching somebody, that has to be in place in order for them to receive the Holy Ghost. Does it matter how hard you pray for somebody to receive it if they don't want to receive it? Does that matter? Could you fast for 40 days and hear from God, and if they don't want it, would that cause them to receive it? Thank you, brother. Anybody else? It does not matter. If they don't want it, they are not going to receive it, plain and simple. So number one, they have to want the Holy Ghost. And so what I do is when I approach them, and this is very important, I will simply ask them. All of it's simple. Nobody has to be swinging off the chandeliers. Y'all don't have chandeliers, thank God, or else that way we know we don't have to swing off of them. Amen? But they don't have to, church doesn't have to be hopping. Things doesn't have to be popping. The right song doesn't have to be played for somebody to receive the Holy Ghost. They simply just have to want the Spirit of God. And when they want the Spirit of God, it puts them in position to receive it. Now, what I do is I'll walk up to them, doesn't matter what kind of an atmosphere. I've had it to where it's so loud and the music's pumping that you got to yell in their ear. And I've had it where it's so quiet that you can hear a pin drop and a mouse squeak. No kidding, folks. Now, I prefer the music pumping and the things going than the pin dropping sounds, okay? Because it makes me feel a little bit easier, okay? But I will simply come up to them and ask them, plain and simple, do you want the gift of the Holy Ghost? Now, right off the bat, if they say no, I'm going to ask them the second thing, or it could be the third thing, the second thing. If they say no, I'm going to say, well, do you know what the Holy Ghost is? That's number 2. Maybe they don't want the Holy Ghost because they don't know what the Holy Ghost is. And so right, it does not matter. If they say yes or no, I'm trying to get a baseline off of where they are. And you can do the same thing, okay? It does not, you don't have to be a preacher to do this. You don't have to be a minister to do this. Every single person can approach somebody in the altar the exact same way, and you will see them receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Everybody say amen. Amen. Number two, they have to know what the Holy Ghost is. Awesome. That is awesome. I appreciate that, whoever's doing that. Do they know what the Holy Ghost is? So I've come up to folks and they say, I don't want the Holy Ghost. And I've said, well, do you know what the Holy Ghost is? Well, no. And I'll just joke with them. And I say, well, how do you know that you don't want it then? Feel free. Okay? Don't be stuck up when you're praying for folks, okay? Be free with it, all right? I mean, I'm being serious, because so many times I've said something like that and they start laughing. When they start laughing, now they're getting a little bit more comfortable around me, okay? So don't be afraid to conversate with them. Do they know what the Holy Ghost is? And I know this might be very simple, but to somebody that doesn't know what's going on, what we're doing is trying to remove common roadblocks. For instance, how many of y'all prayed for over an hour and a half to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost? A few hands. I'm going to raise my hand, because I prayed for an hour and 45 minutes. And finally, when it came down, those two women that had a hold of me would not let go. I finally just gave in, folks. I'm not kidding you. And they said, and finally I just blurted out and I obeyed what they were telling me to do, and I received the gift of the Holy Ghost. It does not have to take an hour and 45 minutes. In fact, most people can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost within 5 minutes. Amen? How many of y'all received the Holy Ghost within 5 minutes? Hallelujah. A few hands going up all over this place. Brother Pugh, thank you. Number three, this is a very important one, and this is a very important one for you also. So number one, when I'm approaching them, do you want the Holy Ghost? Do you know what the Holy Ghost is? If they know what it is, if they're sitting there with tears running down their face, and they're going, yes, I want it, you don't have to ask them if they know what it is, all right? You can just continue on, all right? Very simply, number three, they have to know, they have to have faith to believe that they can receive the Holy Ghost. All right, number three, have faith that they can receive the Holy Ghost. Now, this comes in part from you. You come up and you're going, can I have somebody help me? Young man, come on up here. I want you to help me out this morning, if that's all right. But if you come up to them and you go, do you want the Holy Ghost? Right there, they're going like, I don't know if I want it or not. Okay? So when you come up, be full of faith. Now, how am I full of faith? And if you could make a sub point underneath of that point up here for the congregation, a sub point that I have to believe. I'm enjoying this. This is awesome right here. I've never had this before, so I'm using it. The sub point from under number three, they have to have faith to believe that they can receive the Holy Ghost. You have to have faith that everyone can receive the Holy Ghost. I want to ask you a question this morning. Do you believe that everybody can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost? And I need hand participation right now. If you don't believe it, keep your hand down. But if you do believe it, I need you to raise your hand. That you're saying, I believe that every person can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen? Right off the bat. Now, let me explain, because we have ups and downs, do we not? And sometimes I'm on the mountain and sometimes I'm on the valley, in the valley, right? Or does everybody here just stay on the mountaintop? Does everybody here, do you have great days every day? If you do, please let me know who you are. I need to rub elbows. I need to take notes. I need to do something, because not every day is a good day. If I'm having a bad day, Does God still want to fill somebody with the gift of the Holy Ghost? Is it not one of his number one things that he desires to do in the earth? Amen? So regardless, here's where you take you out of the outcome. Regardless of how I feel, regardless of if I'm having a good day or a bad day, I know this one thing. God wants to feel every single person with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen? Amen. Does he want, and I've got to ask you a question, does he want to fill the murderer that is the known murderer in Moss Bluff, in the city or the parish of city of Moss Bluff, does he want to fill that murderer with the gift of the Holy Ghost? Raise your hand if you believe that. Does he want to feel the drug addict that's gotten kids hooked on cocaine and on crack and on heroin? And he has killed people before because of his profession and because of what he's wanted to do. Does God want to feel that person with the gift of the Holy Ghost? Amen. See, right off the bat, you can't have a prejudice in your mind. How many times have you had somebody come in, they sit down on the pew, and you've determined in your mind before you ever get started whether or not they're going to receive the Holy Ghost today or not? Raise your hand if you've ever done that. Oh, come on now. Come on. I'm raising my hand now because I've doubted a few times. I've said, my God, that person won't get the Holy Ghost. We're wasting our time right now. And then the Lord likes to trick me and they come up to the altar and begin to weep and cry. And they're the most unseemly person that you would think. They're sitting back there with a hard face and a hard heart, and they're looking at everybody, a mean mugging everybody. That's what my daughter does to me sometimes. She mean mugs me. She looks at, they're just sitting there, they're just looking at you like this, and you're going, good luck. I think you got some things to go through this morning. You automatically determine in your mind whether or not they're going to receive it. You can't do that. Because it doesn't matter who they are, what their background is. Doesn't matter what ethnicity that they are. It doesn't matter what side of town they come from. It doesn't matter what their church background is. God wants to fill every single person with the gift of the Holy Ghost. If you believe that, clap your hands. So they have to have faith that they can receive the Holy Ghost. And so plain and simple, go ahead and say, yeah, otherwise, I'll use you again here, but you can sit down. His back's starting to hurt. Got him standing up so long up here. Number three, they have faith that they can receive the Holy Ghost. Number four, they truly repent. Okay? If somebody is not truly repentant, and for sake of time, I have until 11 o'clock, correct, Brother Pugh? A little bit before, 15 before? So that way I know where to stop this and go into it. 10 before, okay. They have to fully repent, and forgive me if I don't major on one area more than the other. We're talking about the Holy Ghost this morning, not so much repentance and baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. I believe in both of those. You have to repent. You have to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. For time's sake, I'm not going to be able to get into those things. Is everybody okay with that? I've made sure that I've said that because some people have said, well, you didn't get on repentance. You just briefly mentioned it, but it's a very important part, and I agree that it is, and baptism is also. We're trying to major this down and focus on this, okay? Is everybody good with that? Number four, they have to truly repent. If somebody is just coming and they don't really want anything and they don't really want to change and they don't want any difference in their life, they're not going to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, plain and simple. Number five, they have to follow instruction. And this could go on, boy, we could preach on this for about the next hour and a half right here. They have to follow instruction. From the very beginning of the Word of God, it has been God giving order and us following that order. If that person is unwilling to follow instructions, they're not going to receive it. For instance, and nobody knows where I've been or even where I'm going, but the other day I was praying for a man in the altar, and I was asking him all the questions. Do you feel it in your heart? Yes. And he's crying and he's pouring out his heart. And I said, do you hear the Holy Ghost in your mind? Yes, I hear it. I hear it. I said, okay, speak it out. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I said, I want you to stop speaking in English. Okay. Listen to all this. This is the way that I pray for folks. This is the way that not just me, but many other guys pray for people to receive the Holy Ghost. Not just me. It's guys that have been in this longer than I've been in this. And I said, I want you to stop speaking in English. Lift up your voice and speak those sounds out of your mouth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I want the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want the Holy Ghost. And I said, sir, stop speaking in English. Stop. He would not stop. And he did not receive the Holy Ghost. He would not obey the instruction. And if somebody is not willing to obey the instruction, they're not going to receive it, okay? Now, there are instances throughout this, and I hope that we don't even have to pray for anybody in the altar. I hope that they just come up, the Spirit of God's so thick in this place that they lift up their hands, give in to the Holy Ghost, and begin to speak with other tongues, amen? That's what I'm hoping for, okay? And that happens many, many, many times, okay? The reason for this is for the ones that might have a little hesitation or the ones that don't know what's going on. They might have a hard time giving in, okay? And so we're here to help them get through the same roadblocks that you and I had to get over many years ago. We're just helping them get over those hurdles that we had to hurdle over, amen? Number one, they have to want the Holy Ghost. Number two, they have to know what the Holy Ghost is. Number three, they have to have faith to believe they can receive the Holy Ghost. And you have to have faith that everyone can receive the Holy Ghost. Number four, they have to truly repent. Number five, they must follow instruction. So for instance, if I'm praying for somebody in the altar, I'm going to do that number one thing. Hey, sis, hey, bro, do you want the Holy Ghost? I'm going to go from there. They say yes. I'm going to say, do you believe that you can receive the Holy Ghost? And if they say no, then explain it. Don't. How many of y'all get into things and you feel that hot feeling? You know what I'm saying? Like when things don't go the way that you want it to go and everything kind of starts coming apart on you and you get that hot feeling, that panic feeling, and you're like, okay, I just want to run away. How many of y'all get that before? It's the same feeling when you lie. You know when you lie? I figure I'd get a few more amens with that. When you lie and you get that hot feeling, you're like, man, I've really messed. I'm nervous about the situation. Okay? Don't get that. Just ask them the question, all right? Do you believe that you can receive the Holy Ghost? If they say no, then go in, talk to them about your story. Talk to them for just a few moments and say, well, do you know that God wants everybody to receive the Holy Ghost? Did you know that I was a sinner once just like you were? And then ask them, why do you think that you can't receive the Holy Ghost? And right off the bat, you might find out if they're fully repentant or not, or if they feel the forgiveness of God or not. They might say, for instance, one lady, I'd been praying with her for longer than I normally pray, been 20, 25 minutes. And finally, I said, sis, do you believe that God can fill you with the Holy Ghost? And she said, no. And I said, why not? And she's sobbing. And she says, I've got too much stuff in my life that is wrong. And I said, sis, have you been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ? Yes. I said, then you know that the moment that you ask God to forgive you of your sins, that you were clean?
I guess.
I said, sis, I want you to lift up your voice. I don't want you to worry about it because right now God's already forgiven you. God has already wiped everything off that docket, everything off that page in your life. It's gone. It's done. If God, and she's still questioning. I said, sis, do you believe that God forgives me? And she said, yes, of course. And I said, do you understand that I've got sin in my life that I have to ask God for, that I'm not perfect? But if you believe that I'm forgiven this morning, I was a drug addict, I was an alcoholic, whatever that you were in the past can help somebody receive the Holy Ghost in the altar. I was all this, but God forgave me of that. Do you believe that He can forgive you? And when she started hearing that, she said, yes, I believe I'm forgiven. And about 15 seconds later, she started speaking in tongues. Man, I want to tell story after story because this is what fires me up. Ask them. Oh, she likes to preach too. I'm sure y'all don't have wives like that. I'm having fun with you. She knows I'm having fun. There was a man, remember what I was talking to you about, that guy that had that ugly face and sitting over there? If I could term this guy as anything, he'd be the biker, okay? He's a rough-looking individual. Shaved head. He's a little bit bigger. He was husky. And he sat over there. He had jaws, you know? He had those big old jaws, and man, he's just sitting over there, and he's looking at me with dead, cold eyes. I'm a little nervous. I don't know whether to go over and pray for him or just run out the door. I'm being dead serious. And so finally, I said, you know what? We're going to give it a shot. And he's just sitting over on the side about where my wife is in correlation to the church. It was a very small church, Home Missions Church. He's sitting over there, and he's staring at me. I'm telling you, cold eyes. I mean, ice cubes in his heart, okay? I'm not joking you. And I didn't know whether when I went over, I'm being serious, I didn't know when I went over if I was to talk to him if he was going to blow up on me or not. I really didn't know that. But I went over, and I just started off right off the bat. I said, hey, bro. I said, do you want the Holy Ghost? Yeah. Just like that. Am I joking? Yeah. I said, do you feel the Holy Ghost in your heart right now? See, I skip around a little bit. Do you feel that in your heart right now? He said, yeah. I said, you're going to give in to that. And you're going to let that feeling just get as strong as it wants to. This is the prayer. There was nothing else in it. So you're going to let that feeling get as strong as you want to. Do you feel it kind of getting up in your throat? I said, shake your head, yes or no. I said, you're going to blurt out with everything that's within you. You're not going to care what's going to come out. You're just going to give into that feeling and blurt out, and whatever comes out, comes out. I said, are you willing to do that? He said, yeah. Yeah, started speaking in tongues like crazy right there. He knocked over about 15 chairs all over the place. He cleared that little Home Missions church out, folks. It was tremendous. It does not matter what they look like. It does not matter what their actions are. When you go to them, you go to them with faith. I knew that God wanted to fill that man with the Holy Ghost, and I knew He would if that man was willing to receive it. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. So when I'm approaching somebody like that, number one, do you want the Holy Ghost? Number two, do you believe that you can receive the Holy Ghost? Do you feel that in your heart? And if you want to start another one, Brother Don, if that's okay, if you want to start another one, we can kind of go in through this and you can just kind of write it down if you would like to just spontaneously throughout this. I'm loving this, man. I'm telling you. But when I'm approaching somebody right off the bat, I'm coming up to them, asking them those questions. Do you want the Holy Ghost? Do you feel this in your heart? Now, if you received the Holy Ghost this morning, and you heard, when you received the Holy Ghost, you heard sounds beginning to go through your mind, like you were speaking in tongues in your mind, I want you to raise your hand. Anybody here this morning? Brother Pugh? Bro? Anybody else? Okay. I realized in my life, when I was about 5 minutes after praying, and nobody told me about this, but 5 minutes after praying for the Holy Ghost, I was hearing myself speak in tongues in my mind. And I said, that's just me making it up. I'm just making that up. I'm just making those sounds up in my mind. An hour and 45 minutes later, the same sounds that I heard in my mind 5 minutes after praying were the same sounds that came out of my mouth when I just opened up my heart and blurted out. Amen. So it is a very evidence. Almost everybody that we are praying through on the evangelistic field is receiving the Holy Ghost one of two ways. Number one way is they're beginning to hear it in their mind and they speak it out of their mouth, it's not a guess why God does that. Everything starts through our mind. Our thoughts start through our mind. Am I right? I mean, most of us have to think about what we say before we say it. Right? Right? Most of us think about what we're saying before we say it. Right? Don't punch anybody next to you either right now. So everything goes through our mind. So is it abnormal that the Holy Ghost would also go through our mind? Absolutely not. In fact, probably 90%, 90 to 85% of who we're seeing receive the Holy Ghost are receiving the Holy Ghost by hearing the sound in their mind and speaking it out of their mouth. Amen? So you're going to go through two ways, because when you begin to speak that word of faith and you begin to say, hey, and I ask everybody, because there's one of two ways. And I said, do you hear sounds going through your mind? Now, folks, I'm just going to be very honest. If they hear the sounds going through their mind, I get excited. Because it's almost, now the guy the other day, that was not part of the statistic. Most of the ones, when they hear those sounds going through the mind, I'm getting excited because I know they're getting ready to receive it. They're going to receive it, they're going to speak it out, and they're going to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So I get excited when that happens. When they say, no, I don't hear the sounds, that doesn't bother me at all. Because then I ask them, do you feel something in your heart? Almost all of them, yes, I do. Does it feel like it gets up in the back of your throat? And kind of like you want to blurt out, but you don't know what would come out if you did. Anybody ever felt that before? Raise your hand if you felt that before. Oh, see, we're getting a lot more hands raised now. You have felt that before because that's the way you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, most likely. And I said, so if you feel that, what you're going to do is you're just going to blurt out. Now, you know it's another language, right? Yes, I do. Okay, you're just going to give in from the bottom of your heart. You're going to blurt out, and whatever comes out, comes out. Are you willing to do that? Yes or no? I make them answer the question. Are you willing to do that? It's very essential, because if they're not willing to do it, we're wasting our time right now. We're not being productive with the prayer at that point, okay? And so I ask them, are you willing to do that? Yes or no? If they say yes, I say, okay, well, lift up your voice. We're going to lift up our voice together. You're not going to let a word of English come out of your mouth. You're not going to speak one prayer in English. You're going to lift up your voice, blurt out from that feeling in your heart. Whatever comes out, comes out. And they lift up their voice. They blurt out. It sounds a little funny at first. And then the Holy Ghost starts taking over. And they start speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God begins to give the utterance, folks. It's a very simple gift that God gives to us. Amen? I'm trying to squeeze a lot in. I've got about another 6 minutes right here. What I want to go through very quickly is to come out. That's awesome. Do you feel something in your heart? If you could put down as number three, if you're willing to blurt out from the bottom of your heart, I know that sounds funny. I know that sounds crazy, doesn't it? But you all understand what I'm talking about, don't you? They'll understand what we're talking about afterwards. But that's the great, can you express it any differently? What do you have to do? You have to blurt out. I don't know what's coming out, but I'm blurting it out. I'm giving in with my heart. I've even likened it to it sometimes that I'll tell them, I'll say, have you ever been mad before? Have you guys ever been mad before? Ever been mad before? And you're so mad. Don't get nervous. You're so mad and you've let it bottle up inside you. And you're so ticked off about what's going on and mad and upset that all of a sudden you just have to scream out and almost let that anger that's been bottled up out. Anybody ever done that before? In frustration? Raise your hand if you've ever done that before. Thank you for not making me look crazy. I've done that before. And so I'll say that to them. So what you're going to do is the same way that you just blurted out when you felt that anger, you're going to do the same thing with the Holy Ghost. You feel that in your heart? You're just going to open up and blurt out and not care what comes out. Are you willing to do that? Yes or no? And they say yes or no. I want to get down to this as far as there's plenty more about the Holy Ghost, but I want to move in very quickly and finish this out right here. Receiving the Holy Ghost, that you hear it in your mind. So when you walk up to them, what's the number one thing that you say? Do you want it? Thank you, Elder. It's a great place to start, isn't it? Do you want it? Number two, do you feel something happening in your heart? Okay? Do you feel that going on in your heart? And always ask them, yes or no. If you can make a side note to make sure to ask them, have them answer the questions. Because what it's doing is it's putting them into the game. Yes, I feel this. I'm acknowledging it. Yes, I feel this. Yes, I hear those sounds. Yes, I'm willing to speak those sounds out. So that way, when they say yes to all that, you can say, all right, we're going to lift up our voice right now. You're going to speak those sounds out. I command you to speak them out right now in the name of Jesus. You don't have to be a minister to command. You don't have to be a leader to command. Anybody and everybody can begin to pray for somebody to receive the Holy Ghost just like this. Because once those things are in line, Brother Pugh, I'm ready to roll right then. Once those things, they've said yes to all those, I'm ready to pray the prayer of faith right then for them to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And I believe that as we pray that prayer of faith, that they're going to give in and do everything that they've told me that they're going to do. And we're going to lift up our voice together. And we're going to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's how simple that it is. Amen. One more thing before I finish that out that I've got to say, I've got to get it in. The Holy Ghost is a gift. It is not the apex of Christianity. It is the gift that gets us entrance into the life. Amen? A gift is not hard to receive. Many times because we prayed for it for many weeks in a row, we have a stigma in our mind that it's hard to receive. But if you had instruction broke down to you and said, this is what's going to happen, you would have probably received the Holy Ghost the first time that you prayed for it. But because we have seen difficulty, we think that the Holy Ghost is something difficult to get, and it's not. Amen? If we give in with our hearts, we're going to hear sounds or feel something within our heart. Amen. And when that happens, all we have to do is speak those sounds out, no matter how funny they sound. And we're going to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's why it's a gift. And I liken it into, I believe I had a man said, well, when God wants to give it to me, when God wants to give it to me. And I said, as he was standing there talking, and I said, okay, here you go. And he looked at me like I was crazy. So here you go. And he said, well, and he started talking to me again. But I just, when God wants to give me the Holy Ghost, I said, here you go. And finally, he reached up and took it. And I said, you see, there's got to be a part on your part. God can offer it, but you got to take it. So when they are taking the Holy Ghost, that is the part to where they are speaking out those sounds. Funny sounds. If you don't agree, do you agree with me that the Holy Ghost is funny sounds? Do you agree with me that that other language, I get cracked up when people talk in other languages. It sounds like gibberish to me. I don't have a clue what they're saying. It sounds uncomprehensible, all right? When they hear those funny sounds in their mind, they're going to speak it out. And when they speak it out, that's them taking what God is offering to them. When they blurt out, that's them by faith taking what God is beginning to move within their heart upon. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. I've got 2 minutes. Number one, do you want the Holy Ghost? Number two, do you feel that in your heart? Number three, I'm going to say, do you hear sounds going through your mind when you're praying? Sounds that you don't understand. Explain it a little bit, but don't go into great depth. Do you hear sounds? If they say yes, we know where we're going. If they say yes, we're going on. Okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to lift up our voice. We're going to speak those sounds out of our mouth as simple as if you were telling me what they sounded like. That's how simple that it is. You're just going to speak them out. If they say no, or if they say I don't hear that, I'm going to say you might hear them. A little bit later on in the prayer, I want you to know what that is. That's the Holy Ghost. Do you feel something in your heart? Okay? So number three would be that do you hear sounds going through your mind? And if they say yes or no, then you would mention, if they say no, you would mention, do you feel something in your heart? And go from that. And do you feel it rising up in the back of your throat? Yes, I feel that. Okay, are you willing to blurt out and not care what comes out? Yes or no? And each time, if they say, no, I'm not willing, ask them each time, well, why aren't you willing? Are you scared? Yeah, I'm scared. I'm scared to death of what's going on right now. I want to leave at this present moment and run as fast as I can. Okay? Calm them down. You know, I've received the Holy Ghost. Is there anything wrong with me? And that usually gets them to giggle a little bit. Usually gets them to laugh a little bit. But I said, is there anything? No, there's nothing wrong with me. So there's nothing to be scared of, okay? You calm their fears. Do you want to receive the Holy Ghost? Yes. Start all the way back. Okay, are you willing to lift up? Start all the way back over until if they continue saying no, shake their hand. Give them the biggest hug that they've ever gotten. Tell them what an awesome job they've done. And don't carry it home and to the next person that you pray through. I can't help it. It's not me that's receiving it. If it's me that's receiving the Holy Ghost, then I can carry that because it's on me that I did or did not receive it. Amen? But it's not on you. Does that make sense? Once they do that, simply you can ask them, blurt out of your mouth when you feel it in your heart or the sounds that are in your mind. This is what we're going to do. Begin to release them. We're going to lift up our voice. We're not going to speak in English or any language that you have ever known. Okay, let them know that. Because they cannot receive the Holy Ghost praying in English, can they? If they're speaking in English the whole time, they can't receive it. Amen? So you're going to say, we're going to lift up our voice together. That's what I like to do. We're going to lift up our voice together, and we're going to speak those sounds out, or we're going to blurt out of our heart. Are you ready to do that? Yes or no? They say yes. Okay. Lift up your hands. We're going to pray right now in the name of Jesus. Start speaking in tongues yourself. That encourages them to know, and keep encouraging them through the rest of the thing. That's it. That's it. Come on. Come on. Let that happen. Let that happen. Just encourage them to continue to let go. Encourage them to do that. Once they start stepping out, immediately you hear them, you see them speaking in tongues, you see them doing something that's funny. It might not be the Holy Ghost yet, but see, that's it, come on. Because here it is, a person that has never done anything like this before, that might be a little uncomfortable about what's going on, not knowing what speaking in tongues really is or what it's supposed to sound like, and they might not feel very comfortable with it. So if they start speaking out and you can tell that it's not in English or that it's not, say, come on, that's it. That's the Holy Ghost. That is not to make them receive the Holy Ghost. That is to allow them to get confidence that what I'm doing is not strange. This is the right way. This is what I'm supposed to do. It's okay that these sounds are coming out of my mouth. Is that all right? You'll have to check with your pastor on this. Do you believe, I'm going to leave this on you, do you believe that if somebody hears somebody speaking in tongues, that you say, that is the Holy Ghost? Are you comfortable with that? Okay. The reason, why is this? And I know that I've gone over. Stand to your feet. I'm done right here. The reason why you do that is because somebody might not have ever spoken in it before, and they don't know what's gone on. So if you hear them speaking in tongues, ask them when they're done, did you speak in tongues? And if they say, no, I didn't speak in tongues, but you clearly heard them jabbering like crazy, you say, well, did you understand everything coming out of your mouth? No, I didn't understand hardly any of it. Okay, you know that the Holy Ghost is another language. We're not going to understand it. So when you confirm them, you know that they've received the Holy Ghost and you confirm them, it gives them joy and solidity of mind to know I have received it. Immediately after, ask them if they've been baptized. And if they haven't been baptized in the name of Jesus, bring them up to Pastor Pugh right then and say, they have not been baptized. They need to be baptized. Let's lift up our hands and let's just pray for this service that we're about to enter into. Lord Jesus, we come before you right now. We ask that you would bless this. Lord, your hand is in every facet of this service. Lord, we pray that your will and your desire would be done. I pray that you allow a boldness and a confidence to come unto each and every one of these that are willing to step out and be used in your spirit. Lord, we know it's not perfection that makes us have access into it, but it's the willingness to work. It's the willingness to try. And Lord, I pray that every man, every woman, and every child that is in this place this morning would begin to try to pray people through to the Holy Ghost. Lord, that they would try with everything within them. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And everybody said amen. Amen. Forgive me for the 5 minutes. Brother
Pugh. Amen. Was that not good? He made a statement about, do you hear it in your mind? Now, I remember the first time I heard that, I was like, well, I can't, you know, what, are we crazy? Are we like, is we schizophrenic? What's going on here? Do I hear it in my mind? What? And so I had to sit down, begin to think about it and reason it out. And when I was growing up, there was always, you got to let the tongue go. It's the most unruly member of the body. It's the last thing that you give up. That's the last thing. And it's almost like our tongue's got a mind of its own, you know, like, okay, now how do I get to the mind of my tongue to let that go to receive, you know? It all starts right here in between these two ears. You've got to let this go. And God will begin to form those words. They don't it's not like coming out of nowhere. They begin to form in the mind. When he says you're hearing them in their mind, there are things that are beginning to form in their mind. It might just be the first word that they're going to say that is formed, and then all of a sudden it comes after that. It might be all of a sudden they're beginning to form those sounds in their mind, and that idea beginning to form those words, which we don't know them. That's why we're calling them sound. Those words are already beginning to form in their mind. And they keep saying, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But in their mind, there's something else that's already going on. God's already put something in their mind that he's wanting wanting to come out of their mouth. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to release that. When he says, do you hear those sounds in your mind? Are there things that you're thinking about? Are there words that are going through your mind right now that aren't English? Is there a sound that you're wanting to say right now that wants to come out of your mouth that you're afraid to say because you don't know what comes next? That's what he's talking about. Does that make sense? Because it has to form here first before it comes out here. Some of us have been doing it so long, you know, it's just second nature, and you begin to, but it has to form here before it can come out here. And so when he says, do you hear those sounds in your mind? Are there words going through your mind right now? Is there a sound going on in your mind that you want to say that you don't understand? That's what he's talking about when he says that. So there's something about it that when we begin to let our mind go, and it's tough because you can be praying. Has anybody ever been praying? And I've been going and getting in a deep place, and all of a sudden my mind begins to wander off over here, and I begin to think about, well, man, I gotta get the air filters changed out at the house, and I wonder where so and so was on Sunday, and God's trying to do something awesome in my life, and then all of a sudden I just kind of veer off, and for somebody to receive the Holy Ghost, they've got to get in that track, and they've got to put everything else aside, and they've got to begin to focus. All right, God, this is what I want to do. This is what it's all about. God, I want your spirit to move and flow. I want to be filled full of your spirit. If it happened on the day of Pentecost, if it was good enough for Mary, the mother of Jesus, then it's definitely good enough for me. Amen? Hallelujah. So I didn't want anybody to be confused by when he says, do you hear those sounds in your mind? We're not talking about schizophrenic sounds of different things that's going on. God begins to form those words, those sounds in your mind. You're thinking about them before they can come out of your mouth. It's not just they come out of nowhere and all you're like, where the, you know, God begins to do something in your mind before he can fill you full of the Holy Ghost. So that's what he's talking about. And so also, if I've prayed people through to the Holy Ghost, I've heard them speak with tongues. 15 people around them have heard them speak with tongues. And then you ask them, did you speak with tongues? No. Did you get the Holy Ghost? No. You didn't hear it? You didn't, and you're being nice the whole time. You're just smiling. No, you didn't. No. I don't tell them they got the Holy Ghost. Because I've seen people that they didn't believe they received it, even though I know they received it. You can see it on their face. You can tell there's something different. You saw it happen when it happened. I knew without a shadow of a doubt, and everybody standing around knew. But they didn't understand it for themselves. Now, you go giving the Holy Ghost to people and they don't think they've got it, you can mess them up later on down the road. I've had people that have come to the front and they begin to pray and begin to pray for them, and all of a sudden, bam, man, they're speaking in other tongues. And I ask them, I said, man, how long, you know, I'm a chronic seeker. I've been seeking for it forever. I said, what'd you just do right now? That was speaking in tongues right there. Have you ever done that before? Well, yeah, I did that about 3 years ago. That's the Holy Ghost. Oh, wow. But if they don't, oh, wow, if they're not, that was the Holy Ghost. Don't give it to them. Oh, you got it. You got it. You're good. They have to know it for themselves that they got it, or it doesn't do them any good. It begins to mess with their faith. It's sad. It's a sad case to see somebody that's filled full of the Holy Ghost, and they keep coming to the altar and begging God to fill them with the Holy Ghost, and God can't do any more than he's already done. He's already filled them. He's already done it. That's what he's done. But in their own minds, they haven't received it. And if you tell them, if they don't believe they've received it, you're better off them coming back and praying for it again and hoping for a different experience, or hoping for their minds to be opened up a little bit more, whatever, the next time they come down. Then do you be like, you got the Holy Ghost, and they walk away and they're like, well, I don't feel like it. I don't think I got it. I don't know. I don't know. I didn't get that. And it'll mess them up. Every time they come to the altar, they'll be confused. So you can't give someone the Holy Ghost, even though you know they got it. If they don't believe they got it, give them a hug. Tell them you love them. Man, God's going to do great things in your life. Keep coming to the altar. Keep letting God move in your life, because they have to believe it for themselves. They have to hear it for themselves and believe that they received it for themselves. Does that make sense? It doesn't matter. I've seen people, they go by and, oh, I heard it. Hey, you got the Holy Ghost. And they pull them up on the platform, tell the whole world they got the Holy Ghost. And afterwards, you can go by them and they're like, I don't think I got the Holy Ghost. I don't ever tell anybody they got the Holy Ghost until they say, I'll ask them, did you hear yourself speak in an unknown language? Yes. That's the Holy Ghost. Oh, and you'll see a smile come on their face. They're like, that's the Holy Ghost? Yes. Oh, wow. Wow, that's the Holy Ghost. And you, there's something that happened. But if you saw them get it and you know they got it and they say, I didn't get it, don't say, you can try to explain to them, man, when you speak in other tongues, man, I thought I heard it. But, you know, don't tell them, oh, you got it, and tell everyone, the whole world. They have to know it for themselves that they received it. They have to hear it for themselves that they received it. They have to believe it for themselves that they received it. They can have the gift and not believe they've had the gift. Amen?